Any other kind of
bread? Sometimes in pones or sticks, corn sticks or corn pones.
What's a pone?
A pone is smaller than a, usually you'd use in a baker or a skillet, in little flat pieces about the size of your three fingers.
What about, what other kinds of bread might be made from corn meal?
You might make corn cakes, like hot cakes, then corn mush.
You ever use corn meal, hush puppies?
Hush puppies, yeah. Eat with fish.
What about a corn dodger? You ever heard of
corn that? Dodgers, yeah, that's similar to a hush puppy, I imagine.
There are two types of bread, you might say. There's homemade bread, and then there's
bakery or malt bread, as we call it.
What about a round thing that has a hole in the center that's made out of yeast?
That has a hole in the center.
Yeah.
Well,
you need it with, you know, one of them with a cup of coffee or something.
Yeah, well, that could be a coffee cake.
Or a donut?
Donut, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Any other kinds of pastries similar to donuts?
Well, you have French pastry, you know, and...
what's one of French pastry?
French pastry would be sweet bread. You use white flour with sweet sweetening on it, like sugar,
mm-hmm.
and bake it in an oven, like you would any other cake.
Okay, let's see, what about pancakes?
Yeah. Pancakes, you can make pancakes with either white flour or with meal.
Are there any other names for pancakes?
Flapjacks.
Okay. The same thing.
Same thing. Mm-hmm.
If you have 1 pound of flour and you get one more, you have
two pounds of flour.
Okay. When you take an egg and break it open, what's inside?
It'd be the yolk and the white, as we call it.
Okay, and you say that that's the two parts of
two parts of an egg.
Okay. What is the material that you use to make bread rise?
Yeast.
Okay. And the color of an egg yolk is?
Yellow.
Okay. When you take eggs and drop them in boiling water for 3 or 4 minutes without cracking them or anything, that's called what?
That's called a boiled egg, a 3-minute egg.
Okay. What about poached eggs? How do you make poached eggs?
Poached eggs, you usually have a little pan that's got a cup.
Is that sand going to the car?
Oh, you bake your egg in these little cups and then put them over boiling water in a special container.
Okay.
And it cooks them that way.
What is salt pork?
Salt pork?
Mm-hmm.
Fresh pork that's been cured with salt.
I say it lasts a long time?
Yeah. Lasts a long time, hot or cold weather.
What about hog meat with a whole lot of lean? Any special term for that?
Well, usually you just call it the lean meat of the hog, like the hams.
Okay.
More particularly the hams.
What about if it has some lean, but not a whole lot of lean?
Well, usually that's what they, a lot of times, that's what they make the bacon out of, if it's part lean and part fat.
Okay, if it has no lean at all?
No lean at all, that's just plain fat.
Okay.
From that they usually make lard.
Okay, what about the, when you, you don't get it on bacon now, but used to when they cut bacon and left the skin of the hog on it, so that when you fried the bacon you had a hard piece along the edge,
yeah.
On that point.
Well, it was really the skin, or, yes, skin, the hog skin.
Yeah, but you call it the bacon what?
Rind,
mm-hmm.
or R-I-N-D.
Bacon comes in what?
It comes in packages.
Well, in, what did you say, slices?
Sliced, yeah. Bacon, yeah, comes in packages.
What about the hog meat that they grind up and put spices in every
sausage?
Okay. The man who does all this
is a butcher.
Okay.
Or a meat cutter.
And meat, any kind of meat, when it begins to smell bad, it's not safe to eat, you'd say it's...
I'd say it's spoiled.
Okay, any other term for it?
Spoiled or well, just not fit for human consumption.
Okay. You ever hear the term head cheese?
head cheese. No, let's see, I think I have, yeah.
It's something to do, I'm not sure, something to do with the work, preparing the brains of an animal and grinding it up with spice or something.
Oh, you're talking about souse.
Souse.
Yeah.
That's what that is then.
That's what we call souse.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, head cheese, that's souse.
Okay.
To this part of the country.
When butter goes bad, you'd say that butter is...
spoiled.
Okay. You ever hear the term rancid?
Rancid, yeah.
What about milk when it goes bad?
It's sour.
Okay, when it gets
spoiled.
Okay, when it gets lumps in it?
Then it's clabbered.
Okay, you ever use the term curdled?
Curdled.
Is that the
clabbered, same? Clabbered is usually the common term.
What about this white lumpy cheese that's made from curdled milk?
Well, that's...